Quantum theory, the most accurate way of describing atomic behavior, nonetheless has many bizarre aspects that would make Alice feel right at home. For example, particles simultaneously exist and not exist until someone takes a look at them. Other experiments prove that when you give an electron a choice of two ways to get through an experimental box, it arrives at the detector after having taken neither path A nor path B. It has also not somehow taken both paths and not taken neither path, because when you block both, no electrons get through. Since these four represent the only possibilities we can imagine, the electron has managed to do something beyond the choices that logic allows. Yet, even by such bizarre standards, quantum entanglement is astonishing. In 1935, Einstein and two other physicists addressed a curious quantum prediction that particles created together or entangled can somehow know what the other is doing. They strongly argued that such simultaneous behavior must be caused by local effects, rather than some sort of spooky action at a distance, as Einstein derisively called it. But recent experiments show that Einstein was wrong. In 1997, a Geneva researcher created pairs of entangled photons and sent them flying apart along optical fibers. When one encountered the researcher's mirrors and was forced to make a random choice as to whether to go one way or the other, its entangled twin, 7 miles away, always instantaneously acted in unison. We had long believed that nothing can exceed the speed of light, yet the reaction of the twin was not delayed by the amount of time that light would have traversed those 7 miles. It was simultaneous. This supports quantum theory's assertion that an entangled particle knows what its twin is doing and then always does the opposite in real time, even if the pair are separated by the breadth of the whole universe. So matter and energy can transmit knowledge instantly. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.